flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
92.5 WBEE, Rochester's new country. It's your B-Morning Coffee Club Grammys last night. And did you know some of our biggest country stars have never won a Grammy? Like, who's our biggest country star now? Morgan Wallen, right? Mm-hmm. He's never won a Grammy. Luke Combs, you could say, is right there with Morgan Wallen. Never won a Grammy. So I start investigating. Man, some of our biggest country stars have never won a Grammy. Dierks Bentley, our good buddy. Oh, for 15.
Nominated, he's been nominated 15 times.
Okay. Never won a Grammy. Eric Church, 0 for 10. How about Blake Shelton? 8 times nominated, never won a Grammy.
Hmm.
It's like, wow. Kenny Chesney, 0 for 6. Toby Keith, 0 for 7. Thomas Rhett and Jason Aldean, 0 for 5. Which one of the biggest country stars I've just mentioned will win their first Grammy maybe this year?
I remember the Grammys the year Chris Stapleton... Like, we were like, who's this Chris Stapleton? And none of us had heard of him, but everyone in the country biz had known because he was wildly talented. He was songwriter, all of that. So it really was the Grammys that introduced Chris Stapleton, at least to we regular Joes.
And he's still winning trophies.
And he's still always nominated.
He has
always.
Building shelves for all the hardware he takes home. And well-deserving.
Yeah.
I'm not taking anything away from Chris Stapleton. I'm just saying some of these other ones I think are deserving. Wow. Out of all the ones I mentioned, who do you think may win a Grammy in this new year? Because it didn't happen last night. Anybody? You want to throw out a prediction here?
I mean, like, if Dierks has been nominated 15 times, does that mean he's more likely? Because it's like, well, it's already been 15. Or is it, like, someone who's had less nominations more likely? You know what I mean? A little betting game there.
You're going to say Blake? Okay. Yeah. I'm going to say Luke Combs. I'm going to say Luke Combs. I got Blake, Luke Combs. Who are you taking?
I'm going to go with Dierks.
All right. There you go. Let's see if we know anything about predicting the
Probably
Grammys. It is your B-Morning Coffee Club. Remember, you can still win 5K. Download the free Odyssey app. Create a logon. Follow us, 92.5 WBEE. All you got to do is do what you're doing now. Listen. Listen for a minimum of an hour, and you'll be automatically entered for that daily prize. Grand prize. $5,000, 5K a day. Stay on that track to be more fit. Jelly Roll down 120 pounds. And originally, he did it to participate in his first 5K. Well, he did it. Now he's getting ready for the second 5K.
Wow.
How much more will he lose? He's doing it for health reasons. He wants to be around for his family. For everybody coming out, 92.5 WBEE. But you got something that was supposed to be open before Christmas, you just got it. What happened?
So my aunt gave my dad my Christmas present. She wasn't going to be here for Christmas. She was going out of town, and it was my dad's responsibility to get it to me. He gives it to me over the weekend. The tag in giant writing says, "Hope, open before Christmas."
Okay. Sweater, blanket, socks. Was it really a big deal? To open before Christmas?
Well, I had a feeling as soon as I saw that. She loves to do hostess gifts, and I hosted Christmas Eve, and I was like, this is going to be something I was supposed to use for Christmas Eve. I open it, and it's food!
What?
was food I was meant to serve on Christmas Eve.
Oh, no.
Was it no good anymore, obviously?
Well, it was all non-perishable.
Okay.
So it was like an olive feta spread. Like jarred.
Well,
chutney.
It was supposed to be for Christmas Eve party that you were hosting.
Like, you've seen Jerry a million times since Christmas.
Yeah.
Did you bring it in for us?
I can. You want me to bring it in tomorrow? Do you like olive? It's all olive-esque.
You know what? The only time I like an olive is in a dirty martini.
Yeah.
Seriously.
I'm all set with the expired.
It's shelf-stable.
Sure it is, Jerry. Sure it is. That is so funny. Your dad just totally forgot or went, oh, by the way, here you go.
He found a couple of Christmas presents under the tree that he was so concerned about me finding them. He was like, you know, I know you're always at my house going through my closets and stuff. I was like, I haven't been in your upstairs living room in months, Dad. It's like, I know. But I was just worried if it was out. So I got a Christmas present from him, too, that he hid so well. He forgot it was there, and then he was taking down his tree, and he was like, oh, that's where those went.
That's funny. He knows as a kid you used to like to go hunting for Christmas gifts. He thought you were going to do that still in your adulthood, but this year you didn't, and so all these things are coming late, all these gifts, huh?
Yeah, I have not gone through any of his closets at his house. I've had no reason to.
All right. So what are you going to do with all these olives? Are you re-gifting it? You going to bring... as an experiment, you should bring it and just put it on the table here. See how fast it goes. Because any food in a radio station, especially ours, will be eaten by somebody.
Expired or not. Yeah. It's gone.
TJ Bowe, producer Hope at your B Morning Coffee Club. And TJ, you got to figure it out. There's two types of people in this world. Two types.
That's right. There are two types of people. Those of us who pull into parking spots directly head first, and the other side, which back into every parking spot. Explain to me why backing is easier or going to get you out of there quicker. It is crazy to me.
I noticed the backing of parking spots has increased only the last couple of years, but a lot do it. And I think it was from the zombie movies. Everybody thinks they need a quick getaway. In case of emergency, I gotta go.
Whether you back in or whether you back out, either way, you're not saving yourself on the backing. Does that make sense?
Yeah, so then why are you so upset if people want to back in and they want to get it done at the beginning?
It causes chaos in the parking lots. It causes chaos. What are you doing? You go past it. Now I'm seeing your reverse lights. What's happening? I've got my turn signal on. You're upset. I don't know that you're backing into the spot. I'm thinking you passed it.
You got a point there.
Come on. Like, let's just pull into the spot. Well, that's what they're made for.
And there's certain parking lots that are super busy.
They are.
And parking spots are a premium. So you're like, got it. My blinker's on. What do you mean you're coming? Coming back up?
What are you backing up for? Oh, we're backing in. Oh, you're one of those. You're backing in. Or, you know, you're walking through the parking lot, like walking through parking spaces or whatever. I mean, it just causes chaos. I don't understand. I want someone to explain to me why they do it. That's what I want to know. Why?
All I can think of is you want the getaway quicker. Start, you're out. You know, because you backed in, so now you're all set. The quick getaway, that's all I can think of is getaway.
Because people are still very dedicated to this way of parking.
If it's more hectic in the parking lot, I'd rather back in. And then when I leave, I can see everything that's going on. The hard part's already done. Rather than if I pull into the parking spot at the beginning and then I have to back out later, it's too much.
That's ridiculous. Everyone's looking for a car to back out in the parking lot.
You asked for someone to explain it. She tried to explain it.
Just because you don't like my answer doesn't mean I didn't give you an explanation.
I don't know what you're talking about. Next.
Bo, producer Hope, it's your Beat Morning Coffee Club. TJ has figured it out. There's two types of people in the world. Those that pull into the parking space and those that back into the parking space.
Yeah, and this texter saying, and I asked why. Just because I've never been a backer-inner.
Okay.
And for me, it just causes chaos in the parking lot. However, it is being pointed out to me that it's a safety feature, which I guess I didn't think of. This one going says, hey, most first responders back in. So if you're a first responder, you're used to backing into parking spots, I guess just so they can shoot right out of there.
Yeah, emergencies. Gotta go. Right. All right, another texter here. Way easier to back in first. When backing out last, you have to deal with all the other knuckleheads either walking past or backing up at the same time. Hope told you, Motley.
Boom! Mic drop!
Simmer down. It's Motley, for God's sakes. Right, Motley?
Which
we love you.
One are you? Pulling or backing? Two different people in the world. 92.5 WBEE.